Richard, are you pleased with that result?
Oh, fantastic result to come here and win is always a very difficult thing to do. And in the circumstances of where we are in the table, it's an exceptionally good result for us. And obviously, we knew they would come hard at us because of their last results here. So it makes it makes all a little bit sweeter. But they're a good side. It could have gone either way, couldn't it? Like the tiniest things turn the game for and against the result. I thought the way the lads kept their composure and under pressure at the line out early on, and Skivington solved that for us pretty well. And Arthur used to keep playing and not let them play too much on the front foot. I thought we defended very well again, which was pleasing. But it's just it's about getting wins, and obviously Ulster, and then obviously today Northampton next week, then Claremont back to back. So it's a really tough 5 weeks, but two from two, and we've got to work hard this week, and we got Saints, which is never easy, obviously.
The intercept accepted. Defence was really good, wasn't it?
Yeah, the attitude, and we've solved a few of those issues, and we've worked very, very hard on that, and a lot of it is the players' attitude towards it, to be fair. They've got to take the credit because they're out there doing it, so we can ask them and show them as many times as anybody likes, but if they don't want to do it, they won't. But I thought the last 2 weeks in particular, Leicester sides under pressure generally do come up with the goods, and the last 2 weeks the boys have fronted up physically very well, and it's a hard place to come. They've got a very dangerous set of backs, and we didn't give them much space or time to play today, which is very pleasing.
Was there anything in particular you said at half time? Because it looked like Gloucester might have the opportunities in the first half, butterfingers from Vinicola a few times. Was there anything you had to say to the boys to get the attack a little bit more sharpened up?
Well, not really. I thought the first half was the performance won us the game, because the wind was very, very strong, very, very hard. Both sides played most of the game in their own halves when the wind was against them. So we just had to, they spilled the ball in the first half because our line speed was good, and they were trying to work under pressure the whole time. So they're always going to have pressure in the first half because of the wind, and you just couldn't get out of your own half, and it was very difficult. And every time you turn the ball over or they were under pressure, they just kicked smartly into the corners, and you had to work your way out against the wind again. So we thought it was a 10-12 point wind, really, and to turn around just three the difference, and probably a little bit unlucky to be just three the difference, we were pleased with that. We just thought if we could play in the right areas and recycle the ball well enough, we'd have opportunities. And we had enough opportunities to win the game, and even Flood's disallowed try, you could another day you've seen them given, haven't you? So we'll take the win. A lot of respect for Gloucester, and